Larry Razavian is out of town. Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 562 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 15 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading here in central Minnesota, we're now up to 84 degrees. Bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now, bring him in, and say good morning to Mr. Mike Simon. Mike, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic. I'm out here in Medora, North Dakota, playing with the Matt Hodak Band from North Dakota.
Well, that sounds like a fun time. What's the weather like out in North Dakota today?
Well, it's going to be 90 again.
Okay. You got some hot weather out there then, too. We're at 84 right now, so it's a little breezy. I was just outside. It's hot, but with that wind, it's not unbearable.
Yeah, we don't have much wind here.
Okay. So, well, we're going to get into things a little bit, but as long as you brought up that you're out in Medora, what's the occasion? What's happening out there today that brings Matt Hodak and the Dakota Dutchman all the way to Medora?
Well, we play at the town square.
Okay.
And then we perform at the steak fondue for their steak fry.
Okay. And that's tonight? Is that tonight?
We've been here since Thursday.
Oh, okay. Have you had the fondue yet, though?
Yes, we did.
Oh, you did. And you could handle all of that?
Boy, Rodney put it down. He liked it.
He did. I've been out there twice for that, and I think it's awesome. That's some good stuff out there. You see all the food that they put out, and you can't possibly eat it all.
No, you can't, but we're all doing a good job of it. We're not starving at all.
Okay. And they're not weighing you when you leave either, right?
No.
All right. When do you leave? When is the last day that you're performing there?
Today is the last day.
Today is your last day. Then you're coming back home. Okay. Well, very good. Well, Mike, let's start in the beginning. For the folks that don't know who you are, and currently you're playing bass horn and trumpet and different instruments with Matt Hodak, but where did it all begin? Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Windham, Minnesota. And I think I've been doing this 56 years.
36?
56 years.
Oh, 56. Yeah, I was going to say, I know you've been at it for a while.
And when it isn't fun anymore, then we won't do it. But they actually pay us to do this.
They do, huh?
They pay us to have fun.
Well, there you go. That sounds awesome. You bet. So how long you been working in with Matt Hodak and the group out there?
Well, he only hires me from an hour to an hour. He never knows if I'm going to behave the next hour, so he watches me pretty close.
You got a pretty tight leash, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Back in the days, so you said where you were born and raised, did you start in playing old-time and professional right away, or did it take a little while to get going?
I started when I was five.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. That's pretty early.
Well, I got 56 years in. That makes me 60 almost. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Was the Wendingers the first band that you started in with, or who did you start with first?
No, I started with Jack and the Jokers, with Polachek, and then I went to Vince Sandhurst, Vince's concertina band.
Oh, yeah.
That library went with Adam Sandhurst.
Yep.
And then I got into the Wendinger band, and I played for them for 50 years. And now I'm with Matt a little bit off and on.
Uh-huh.
10 years. So in the room, we're all ready to go in our cowboy hats and our yellow shirts. We got Mike Held here.
Uh-huh.
And John Hogan. John, huh? And John is a newbie on the band. He retired from school teaching, so we're teaching some of the ropes. We're teaching some of the fun that you can have.
Oh, yes. Now, Laddie and Rose retired, so who's taking their place?
Well, John, he's got big shoes to fill.
Oh, okay.
John is filling them. Got Rodney Block on the drums yet, and Phyllis Easton is playing piano for us up here.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, we got to get her out of her room so she can get her hair done.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, back in the days, so you said you played with Wendingers. Did you play tuba, or were you up in the front row with the Wendingers?
I started out on tuba, and then I realized that I could see more from the front row, so I moved up to the front row and started playing trumpet.
Okay. Okay. And a lot of memories with the Wendinger band, I'm sure. Of course, Paul was still living back in those years, and so you had twin concertinas there. A fun band to play with, too, huh?
It still is. It's fun.
Okay.
We're still doing it.
Oh, you still working with them once in a while?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, good, good. Pete still playing concertina, or has he pretty much retired?
No, Pete is still playing concertina. It's pretty much everybody that's there.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's great. I know Steve Moran is still around too, huh?
Steve is still playing.
Yep. And yourself, who else fills out the band these days then?
Well, on drums it'd be Justin Bernick, which is Peter's nephew.
Okay.
Paul's nephew.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know when Pete can't make a job or so, I think Steve's son Tom plays concertina, huh?
Oh, he plays fabulous concertina.
Okay.
Yes.
Good deal. Good deal.
Yeah.
And you're that versatile that you can either play tuba if they need tuba, or they put you up in the front row and play trumpet, and then they get another tuba player, huh?
Well, like on, yeah. There, and then on Matt's band, sometimes Matt will force me to go to the front row and play trumpet, and Matt plays bass, and John plays bass, but I haven't seen John play bass yet, so.
Oh.
Yeah, today, okay.
So, that's going
to
happen.
Just listening to your radio station.
Okay. Very good.
So, yeah.
Neat stuff. Who else have you all played with over the years? A lot of different bands. Did you work in with Six Fats or with Elmer Scheid or any of those bands?
I did not.
You did not. Okay.
I played with a lot of the bands out of New Ulm.
Okay.
But, yeah. So this is an experience right now playing with Matt.
Okay. So you bring along a tuba and you bring along a trumpet then, or what do you all bring along for instruments when you're playing with Matt?
I play tuba and I bring my trumpet along, and once in a while they go to the front row and play, and we might do a vocal now and then.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and you've been known to do some singing. I know you've got a great voice. With the Wendingers, were you on them recordings? I'm looking at a couple of them right now. Classic Taste of New Ulm with the Ole Ole Polka. Were you part of that?
Yep.
All right. And then their Oktoberfest CD, all those German songs, and Heaven There Is No Beer, and
yep.
Aberdeen, that's you in there?
Yep.
Ah, very good. And I know on Matt's last recording, I see your name, and what were some of them that you sang on that one?
When the hog Gold is on the Harvest.
Oh, yeah. I see that one. Yeah.
And I done three-part harmony on Please Release Me.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
They wanted that done the other night, but I really have I really struggle doing three-part harmony on stage.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I can't string three-part harmony on stage.
Oh, yourself, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So who were the ones that you sang with Wendinger's? Who was the harmony parts? You and who else?
Steve Moran, Wayne Wagner.
I suppose John Wagner was in there those years.
Yeah, John Wendinger was on there. There were I think all of my love for you. I done a three part done two parts on that, and there's some other ones. If I wish I was Norwegian.
Oh, yeah.
Done two parts on there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ah, so. Neat. Yeah. I remember seeing you guys, I thought it was really fitting, at Paul's funeral that time. You guys got up there around communion time of the Mass, and you guys sang a couple of gospel tunes or something. I remember it was a snowstorm when we came out of church that time for Paul's funeral. But you guys really performed well under the circumstances there.
Well, thank you. It was, it was part of his life and part of ours.
Yep. You bet.
And I was on the Polka Mass record also.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah, a lot of miles logged with the Wendingers there, huh?
A lot of miles.
You bet. Mention some of the ballrooms that you guys got into, some of those that you remember that were really fun to play in.
Yeah, there were a lot of shortcuts. Pete always liked to take shortcuts. It always took longer, but this always took
longer. Be careful now. He's listening, you know. Every once in a while, Pete will text me or whatever. I heard that, or I'm listening, or he can be in Arizona. He can be any place, but he's listening in, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No. But, some of the ballrooms, I bet you got your way into George's ballroom a few times in New Ulm, huh?
Yeah.
And I understand that one's not standing anymore, huh?
That has been taken down, but I remember I went, the Whoopi John played 75th anniversary there at George's.
Okay.
And that was probably, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And we walked into that ballroom that night, and it was like stepping back in time. The ballroom was full.
Oh, really?
That was a treat.
Yep.
Yeah. That was a treat.
Yeah, that, you know, and like you say, you go back further than 30 years, and I do too. And back in those days, it was nothing to get to a dance job, 9-to-1 dance job, and see the people lined up waiting to get in because back then they so enjoyed their dances, Friday nights, Saturday nights, Sunday evenings, whatever, huh?
That was their entertainment. That was their fun.
You bet. And a lot of people ask or say, where did that go to? But I guess there's just so much more available nowadays that people, I don't know, not quite as eager to go out. I don't know. Did you share with your family the same as I? Tell them that we used to get ready to go to a 9-to-1 dance job at 8 o'clock or whatever. And we'd go out and dance till 1 o'clock and then probably stop at a hamburger joint and have a hamburger on the way home, get to bed by 3 in the morning and still get up by 7 or 8 o'clock for work the next day.
We used to take our two girls. We got two girls and we used to take them along to the dances where I played, and we would put them in their pajamas and lay them on the table and they'd sleep.
Oh, really? You didn't need a babysitter.
Didn't take the babysitter.
Oh.
And every one of the grandchildren plays an instrument.
Oh, yes. That is really neat. Well, Mike, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. It's time to read our ad for the St. Joe Meat Market, our sponsor. And then if it's all right, we'll come back to you again, if that's all right.
Okay, you bet.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, reminding you that August is now upon us and a great time to bring in any extra wild game trimmings that you might still have in your freezer. The start of the 2025-26 hunting season is just a few short weeks away. The St. Joe Meat Market can turn those trimmings into some delicious and very edible products, such as wieners, bologna, summer sausage, an assortment of different flavors of snack sticks and brats. Just some of the many items that you can choose from. This week, the brat of the week is our smoked maple and wild rice brat. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. As always, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter, all week long, unlimited quantities. The St. Joe Meat Market open daily, Monday through Friday, 6 in the morning till 6 at night, Saturdays till 5, closed on Sunday. As always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can call 320-363-4913. And that is the St. Joe Meat Market. And Mike, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, we put up a nice meat package at the meat market, and along with KASM, we mailed it out to your priority mail. Hope that you and your wife and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
I think now I'm going to end up sharing that with the Matt Hodak band.
Oh, my gosh. They all know about it now, huh?
Yeah. Well, they're all here.
Yeah. No secrets around there, huh?
No.
Well, I think we've had a few of them participate in the program over the years, so I think they all know about it.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be going to Duncan in September.
Okay. All right. Well, we were talking about some of the ballrooms that you've played in. Some of your favorite songs to play. So when you're on the tuba, what solos do you like? Elephant's Waltz, Nebraska Polka, Two Eddies. What, you have a favorite?
Oh no, I like them all. But,
you do. Okay.
Yeah, Bette Raven, stuff like that.
Sure. Uh-huh. And when you learned to play that tuba back in the days, did you learn to read music, or have you played by ear all these years?
Well, I learned to read by music to begin with.
Oh, you did.
But I have a confession. I got kicked out of band when I was a junior.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You were too good.
Well, I don't know. The gal wrote, she had a fly skirt, and it just didn't go over well.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes.
And not only that, now, John was a music teacher here, just playing trumpet with us, and he got kicked out of band also, so we have two flunkies on the Matt Hodak band.
Oh, my goodness. And still, you're drawing 5 stars. Oh, good.
It's all like hindsight.
Okay. So run down again who you've got playing today there, Mike. So you've got Matt up in the front row playing all the horns?
Yep. So this is Matt talking here now.
Oh, okay, Matt. Okay.
Our newest member, John Dungan, he's playing horns, and he brings his whole music store. He's playing reeds and brass and rhythm guitar and banjo.
Oh, my.
And he also plays tuba. We're going to throw him on the tuba a little bit today, I think.
Okay.
And then Mike Simon, of course, we went through that. He's playing trumpet and vocals and tuba.
Tuba.
Rodney Bosch, he's on the drums.
Okay.
We got Mike Helt on concertina and vocals.
Okay.
And then we got Phyllis Eastham on piano.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, she used to be. You remember Howard Schneider? You interviewed him.
Yes, yes, I do.
So Phyllis is Howie's sister.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. So she came up. She plays down in Arizona with us, so she flew up, and she's playing keyboard here tonight.
Okay.
And, of course, myself, playing horns, a little bass.
Okay. And
yeah, so we got a little good little group going here.
Yes, I guess so. And are you guys part of the Medora musical then at night there? Have you worked into that, or are you playing separate from that?
No, it's separate from that. We're the pregame warm-up, you might say.
Okay.
We got to play uptown for an hour starting at 2.
Okay.
Town Square, they call it. They got the wagon stage there. It's kind of a nice little venue by the snack wagon there, the ice cream shop. And then we pack up after that. Then we head up to the on top of the hill and where the Medora musical is and the Pitchfork Fondue. That's where we're playing underneath the shaded area there. They got a nice stage. And
oh, yeah.
So we're entertaining the guests while they're eating.
Oh, I see. Very good. Yeah. Yeah, I know what it looks like because I've been out there twice now, so I know how it all works. But we've never been entertained by a live band. They sometimes have a guitar player or something playing, a keyboard player playing live, but never something as great as Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman. So that's really a treat for all of those people that are there, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're having a good time. It's surprising. I think we're the first polka band that's played out here.
So yeah. Well, good.
We're introduced to them.
Well, good.
Went over well.
Well, great. Well, if you want to put Mike back on there, we've come to the end of the program, and I always ask the guest if he's got a special memory that he'd like to share with the listeners, and I'm anxious to hear what Mike has got for us today.
Oh, still coming
up. I got all kinds of memories, and they're still going on. So, the most special one I'm going to tell you about, and I told you about it before, is it was my first job playing in, can't remember the name of the town, but anyway, it was New Year's Eve, and playing with Jack and the Jokers, and this lady must have had a little too much to drink beforehand, and two guys carried her out, and I was on the edge of the stage, and I thought to myself, I wonder what I'm going to see the rest of my years playing, and it was only my first job, so. That was my most special memory.
Oh, that was your first job? And, yeah, since that time, you've had a few more memories, huh?
I've had a few more, and we're still making them, too.
Still making them. Very good. Well, very good. Well, Mike, we want to take this opportunity to thank you and all the rest of the band there that's with you, supporting you along the way. Thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And like I told you the last time, good Lord willing that you and I are here down the road, we'll do it again sometime. How's that?
You bet. Thank you for calling.
You bet. And I didn't even get a chance to mention, I got to put a little asterisk in here, extend the program just a bit. The last time I got to see you and bump elbows with you was at our good friend Donnie Klostner's funeral. And that was quite a day, huh?
It was a... That was a nice tribute that the band played for Donnie.
Oh, the Wagner Band, all of the musicians there, they did such an awesome job. And, it was a great send-off for Donnie, and it was just really neat to be there, myself, you, and a lot of others there. It was a great send-off.
You bet. And to end this, it's a treat for me to play with these five other stars that are playing that I get to play with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, with that, we're going to let you run. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. You guys have a great afternoon. All right?
You bet.
All right. And there he goes, Mr. Mike Simon. And he is our 562nd guest on our Musicians Come and Play. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Peter and Paul Wendinger and Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman in just moments. Thank you. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 562nd edition of our Musicians Come and Play. And what a fun program. Yes, Mike Simon out there in Medora, North Dakota, and the whole band set up there. They're ready to play out in Medora this afternoon. And so they're all, some of them participating, giving Mike moral support. And yeah, it was fun listening in the background. I'm not sure how much all of you could hear, but doing a great job. So with that, we're going to get into music. First of all, by the Wendinger Band, and Mike, part of the Wendinger Band for many, many years. Here's a song off of their classic Taste of New Ulm recording. It's one called the Olé Olé Polka.
Namatsuda niko wagi, czyż razem zażywale niko wagi kenetsu. Ole, 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 olali, olala. Raze za shebane Nigo waiki Namatsuda Nigo waiki Kenetsu Ole, 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 ole Olali Olala Ole, 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 ole Olali Olala.
Paul Wendinger and the band, yes, a rousing polka number there, one called the Olé Olé Polka. That comes off of their 1995 classic Taste of New Ulm recording, Pete and Paul and the Wendinger Band. Waltz time right now, 15 minutes past the hour of 12. It's one called Kathy's Waltz.
A mischief maker with two tiny feet. Though she gets into the darndest of things, this little bundle such happiness brings.
Kathy, out of all the girls, Kathy with the pretty curls. Kathy, she's my Kathy, and I love her oh so much.
This little girl that I talk of so much reaches my heart with a magical touch. She's just a runaround, busy and plays. Soon Sandman comes and she calls it a day.
Kathy, out of all the girls, Kathy, with their pretty curls, Kathy, she's my Kathy, and I love her oh so much.
Kathy's Waltz, Peter and Paul Wendinger in the band. Great recording there by the Wendinger fam, the band. At 17 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 85 our temperature here in Albany. More music by Peter and Paul and the Wendinger band. Here's a Dixieland number, one called Down by the Riverside.
Thank you.
Pete and Paul Wendinger and the band. Yes, a nice Dixieland number there. One Call Down by the Riverside. Coming up on 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 86 degrees here in central Minnesota. One more on the way with Pete and Paul and the Wendinger Band, one called their Polka Radio.
Polka, polka, polka radio. I tuned on the radio and tuned into a polka show. The DJ's playing all my favorite songs. Some golden oldies from the past, Jerry Schuft and Elmer Schein, the Wendinger Brothers, good old sing-along. A new release just starts today, Bruce Bradley Band, man, they can play. And Roger Bright, I love the way they sing. And by request, a special choice, a classic by the Golden Voice, and then one by America's Polka King.
I love my radio, my polka radio. It cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my radio, my polka radio. It plays those polka hits for me and you.
Sure sound grand. I love the six fat Dutchman band, snappy polkas and the waltz time beat. Whoopie John had a lively beat, Babe Wagner gave us happy feet. I'm glad they all were from my hometown. The Goosetown band, we agree, they play the finest harmonies. The Riverside Dutchman always sounds so grand. The Nisses and Olsons play for us. We meet so many polka bands. They play for us in our homes every night.
I love my radio, my polka radio. It cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my polka radio. It plays those polka hits for me and you. My polka radio, it cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my polka radio, it plays those polka hits for me and you.
Hey!
Pete and Paul Wendinger and their rendition of a Polka Radio. Yes, great song there by the Wendinger Band. As we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie B texting me that there is still time to join the Jeannie B's Tours Fun Summer and Fall Tours. Enjoy the hilarious 20th Anniversary Church Basement, ladies. A show that's going to be on August 15th at the Plymouth Playhouse, or the Autumn Up North Gull Lake Yacht Luncheon Cruise and Nisswa. Fall at the Minnesota Arboretum on September 25th includes the narrated tram tour, lunch, and Trader Joe's, and a special mystery stop. The gospel music show at Jasper's Theater in Park Rapids on Sunday, September 27th is great entertainment. On October 2nd, you can float down the St. Croix River at Taylor Falls on a beautiful colors guided tour. To reserve your seats, call Jeannie B's at 320-345-1581. If 50s music is your favorite, don't miss the October 20th Back to the Rockin' 50s at the Musique Theater in St. Michael. August 6th, Jeannie B's Tours invites you to the new office at 124 First Avenue Southeast in St. Joe, which is the old Kennedy building, for an extended flyout tour presentation. There will be two sessions from 9 till 11:30 and from 1 until 2:30 with a light lunch served at noon. RSVP for session time and a meal count. See the itineraries for Jeannie B's 2026 tours, including Alaska Cruise and Land, Germany, Canadian Rockies, Colors of New England, Rails and Trails, Washington, D.C., Ireland, Iceland, and more. Jeannie wants to let everyone know that now is the time to book your groups, seats for the holiday tours. Holiday highlights that include Branson and Christmas at the Ark Encounter departs November 16th, and a Branson Christmas leaves November 28th. The cruise down the Mississippi River has 10 seats available departing September 14th, and you can still join the Explore the Apostle Islands on September 29th. October 18th, Jeannie B is heading out on the Colors of the Smoky Mountains, Nashville, Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, and Asheville for the Biltmore Mansion. After August 4th, Jeannie B's office in St. Joe will be open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays, 9 to 2, and scheduled appointment times. The Freeport office has been closed in order to service all tour guests in a more central location. Again, just call 320-345-1581, and Jeannie B's staff will answer tour questions. As Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. That's all for you from Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And again, I read that pretty quick, so if you have any questions, just give Jeannie a call. She'll be happy to run through it a little more slowly so you can grasp it all. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us our first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 28 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 86 our temperature here in Albany. We're going to shift gears now and switch to the music of Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman, and that is the band that Mike Samon is playing with today out in Medora. Going to start things out with one called the Hopeless Polka.
Thank you.
Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman, a nice polka tune there, one called the Hopeless Polka. And I would guess that was probably Mike Simon on the tuba solos there in that arrangement. Here's a nice number that Mike had mentioned that he does the vocal on, one called When the Gold is on the Leaves. When the Gold is on the Leaves at Harvest Time. And that is Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman. Mike Simon on the vocal there. Yes, a great job. And tuba in the background doing a great job. In the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM, that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. Kevin is located out there 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3, and just a beautiful drive. Any time of the year, but boy, this year with all the rain we've had, it's got some beautiful crops to look at as you travel along out to Kevin's. The Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower. It helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin still has a nice inventory of brand new Hustlers on hand. Like I've been telling you, he's probably got one with your name on, so go out there and check it out. Of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. He can change your lubricants, belts, and hoses. He can sharpen your blades. Kevin also accepts trades. He'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. As always, for more information, give Kevin a call. Phone number 320-363-7459. And you want to do that because Kevin's a busy guy. You bet. He's out in the fields. He's doing it all. He's selling lawnmowers. He's repairing lawnmowers. So, yeah, you want to make sure that he's there when you get there and that he'll be able to show you the ins and outs of those hustlers. Now, Kevin also took on the Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment line. So he has handheld blowers and backpack blowers, chainsaws and pole saws, self-propelled lawnmowers, and more, all powered by that 56-volt lithium battery. Once again, give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 23 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, time for just a couple more selections here by Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman. Here's a beautiful polka tune, one called the Round and Round Polka. Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman, one called the Round and Round Polka. And boy, I really like that when those baritones come in there, that deep brass sound. Oh, that is such a nice sound. Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here at 20 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. We're going to do that with a beautiful waltz tune by Matt and the Dakota Dutchman, one called the Long Ago Waltz. Thank you. Matt Horick and the Dakota Dutchman. Boy, that's a beautiful waltz tune. One called the Long Ago Waltz. Mike Hilt on the concertina. Mike Simon on the tuba. Rodney Bosch on the drums. Great number there by Matt Horick and the Dakota Dutchman. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.